To find out more about why so many Democrats oppose President Bush's plan to overhaul Social Security, we turn to Will Marshall. He's the president of the Progressive Policy Institute, which is identified with centrist Democrats. Hello.
Good morning.
Why do most Democrats seem to be moving in lockstep against the president's ideas regarding Social Security?
Well, I think there is a massive lack of trust among Democrats toward President Bush. They do not think that he has the best interest of Social Security at heart in proposing his partial privatization scheme, and they are determined not to see a replay of the Medicare debacle from the last Congress, where the Republicans peeled off just enough Democrats to pretty much steamroller through a change in Medicare that most Democrats oppose. It's mostly on a party line vote. Social Security is the crown jewels of Democratic programs, and I think Democrats are determined to stay united so that they can't be rolled again.
But talking about the idea of creating private accounts within Social Security, that does have some support among younger workers, the very people it's aimed at. Do Democrats risk alienating this demographic by just standing in opposition to that?
It's important that Democrats do something besides just saying no to the president's plan. They have good reasons for opposing it. But there is a solid case for modernizing Social Security. And there's a strong case for adding to our retirement policies personal savings accounts so that everybody can save more for their retirement. But there are important questions about how you encourage people to save more. And Democrats generally don't think that should be done within the framework of the Social Security system, but ought to be added on top of it.
So would you see that being an element of an alternative, like a positive plan that the Democrats will offer?
I think it should be part of a progressive alternative to the Bush plan. And in fact, President Clinton years ago proposed universal savings accounts, as he called them, USA accounts, that would be financed with general revenues, not with the payroll tax revenue we pay, that would sit on top of Social Security, but would particularly give young workers and workers with modest incomes new incentives to save for their own retirement and the opportunity to own significant wealth-producing financial assets.
This type of legislation, like President Clinton's welfare overhaul, typically gets passed with bipartisan support. What does the sharp split on Social Security say about the state of Congress and compromise?
Well, it says it's going to be very difficult. The Democrats are not in power. The Republicans are. And Democrats can only block their initiatives. And that's another reason why you're seeing Democrats being very wary about even entering any kind of dialogue or negotiations with Republicans on Social Security, because in the end, they just don't have enough votes to assure that they can get the kind of package that makes sense to them. My suspicion is that the president will push hard and likely not succeed with his version of reform, and that we will come back later and have a more serious discussion of what is really in the offing.
Will Marshall is the president of the Progressive Policy Institute, a think tank for centrist Democrats. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
¶¶